International Training for Elders and Responsible Ones, April 2025. Week 1. Day 6. Morning Nourishment. Philippians 1:19-21. For I know that for me this will turn out to salvation through your petition and the bountiful supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ, according to my earnest expectation and hope that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. For to me, to live is Christ and to die is gain. In his teaching as recorded in his epistles, Paul emphasized the matter of walking in the Spirit. Throughout the voyage and now on the island of Malta, Paul certainly was walking in the Spirit. Paul's living was actually the expression of the life-giving Spirit. He preached the incarnated, crucified, resurrected, and ascended Christ as the life-giving Spirit, and on the island of Malta he lived such a Christ as the all-inclusive Spirit. This is indicated by Paul's word, written later, in Philippians 1:20 and 21a. Paul cared only to live Christ and to magnify him. On the island of Malta Paul lived Christ and magnified him as the life-giving Spirit. As we read Luke's account of Paul's living, we see that his living was the all-inclusive Spirit as the consummation of the incarnated, crucified, resurrected, and God-exalted Christ. Today's reading. On the sea in the storm, the Lord had made the apostle not only the owner of his fellow voyagers, but also their life guarantor and comforter. All during the apostle's long and unfortunate imprisonment voyage, the Lord kept the apostle in his ascendancy and enabled him to live a life far beyond the realm of anxiety. This life was fully dignified, with the highest standard of human virtues expressing the most excellent divine attributes, a life that resembled the one that the Lord himself had lived on the earth years before. This was Jesus living again on the earth in his divinely enriched humanity. This was the wonderful, excellent, and mysterious God-man, who lived in the Gospels, continuing to live in the Acts through one of his many members. This was a living witness of the incarnated, crucified, resurrected, and God-exalted Christ. Paul in his voyage lived and magnified Christ. In Acts 28:14b Luke says, "Thus we came to Rome." In verses 15 and 16 he continues, "From there the brothers, having heard about the things concerning us, came as far as the market of Appius and Threnes to meet us, and when Paul saw them, he thanked God and took courage. And when we entered into Rome, Paul was permitted to remain by himself with the soldier who was guarding him." The warm welcome of the brothers from Rome and the loving care of those in Puteoli show the beautiful body life that existed in the early days among the churches and the apostles. This life was a part of the heavenly kingdom life on the Satan-darkened and man-inhabited earth. Apparently, the apostle, as a prisoner in bonds, had entered the region of the dark capital of the Satan-usurped empire. Actually, as the ambassador of Christ with his authority, he had come into another part of the participation in the body life of Christ's church in the kingdom of God on earth. While he was suffering the persecution of religion in the empire of Satan, he was enjoying the church life in the kingdom of God, which was a comfort and an encouragement to him. When Paul saw the brothers, he thanked God and took courage. This indicates that the apostle was quite human. Although he had been encouraged by the Lord directly and was very courageous throughout his voyage, he still took courage at the brothers' warm welcome. It was in Paul's uplifted humanity with its human virtues that Christ with his divine attributes was expressed during his voyage. He magnified Christ continuously in his adverse situation. This is the end of today's morning revival.